What must our leaders do? What must pastors do? As spiritual leaders, what must the American public do if we're going to stand any chance of overcoming more ongoing attacks like this?
Dave, in the most simple of terms, we have to return to evaluating life from God's perspective. The whole reason there is such the thing as political correctness, the whole reason why our leaders have no courage, the reason they have an inability to look at a circumstance and see it for what it is and be so deceived into saying what they are saying, is because there's been a rejection of truth, which comes right back to the fact that they have rejected God and the Word of God, which is the only framework of what is true. Dave, there is no hope for addressing, clarifying in these times of confusion and getting people back onto a mark where they can actually look and see what is without looking through that lens of what the Word of God is. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. That's what it's all about. That's as simple as it, Dave. That's got to be a biblical worldview reinstated in America, or will not change what we are seeing.
So, Gary, we have a heavier responsibility, don't we, my friend?
Well, we do, and I'm afraid that the PC, political correctness, is leading the United States of America down the tube to destruction. And I say that not just because of the cultural ramification of it, but if you follow political correctness, that will lead you to rejecting God himself. And back in the Old Testament book of Hosea, chapter 4 and verse 6, God says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee." And I think that there's a direct application for that to the United States of America, not only the Jewish people back in the Old Testament.